Since I arrived to Chervia, I hear people talking about the salt farmers, but who are they? Intrigued and always confident that he's on the right path in his treasure hunt, Jack goes right to the place that everybody in the city calls Salt Farmer Quarter. I'm sure they will know something more about the treasure of Chervia. The district of the salt farmers appears in front of him as a fortress with thick cyclopean walls, just like an impregnable stronghold, and with windows furnished with iron bars. Behind a high gate, Jack notices that the walls hide a pretty courtyard, where there are loose roosters and hens, turkeys and chicks scratching around freely. There are two wagons parked and laid on the ground, and children running around and screaming. In a corner, Jack notices an old man that silently enjoys the cool breeze in the shade of a big pine tree.
"Excuse me, good man, is this the quarter of the salt farmers?" asks Jack.
The old man gently comes closer to him and says,
"Of course, who are you looking for?"
"I'm looking for a salt farmer. I have to ask him a very important thing," says Jack.
"Here I am. I am a salt farmer," proudly answers the old man. "I've worked in the salt pans for many years."
And this is how he starts to tell a fascinating story.
"Mine is one of the oldest jobs in the Romagna region. The Etruscans already worked in the salt pans. Over the centuries, the story of the salt pans has forged our people. The salt farmers are the guardians of the white gold."
"That's it, the white gold," Jack exclaims. "This is the treasure that I'm searching for. But where can I find it?"
Smiling, the old man goes back to the pine tree shadow, and as he walks away, he tells Jack,
"You have to cross the big square and then go directly to the channel of salt water.